Welcome back to the Herman Cain Show. Thank you for joining us. Coming up, rapid fire, 877-310-2100. Don't forget to go to HermanCain.com. And you can listen to the show on demand 24-7. That's right. And we also added a new feature called Pure Cain. It's a video. It's only about 2.5 minutes. But it highlights the big issue of the year that you know we're going to continue to come back to. Rapid fire is next at 877-310-2100. But in the meantime, news nugget. Opioid bill. Most of you have heard that it's a crisis. President Trump is doing something about it. He signed a bipartisan bill Wednesday aimed at stopping powerful synthetic opioids from coming into the country illegally.
Drugs are entering our country across our borders and even through our own postal system. They're using our postal system, and they're killing our people.
And he signed it with a group of Republican and Democratic lawmakers, which was an anomaly. They were 10 in the bill, but that just shows you that the issue is bipartisan. And in this case, members of both parties got on board. News nugget. The Mueller investigation. Shannon B., you got to dig up that song for me called Money, 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 Money. They have been investigating the investigation of Russia, 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 collusion, collusion, collusion for nearly a year. What have they found? Well, the only thing that they have found is that the Democrats paid a company to publish that phony dossier on President Trump. And they found no collusion between this administration and Russia, but a lot of collusion between the Democrats and the company that did the dossier. And now it just means it's costing us a lot of money. Now, when President Trump on Wednesday was asked, he cast doubt on the possibility that he will be interviewed by special counsel Robert Mueller's team.
We'll see what happens. I mean, certainly I'll see what happens. But when they have no collusion and nobody's found any collusion at any level, it seems unlikely that you'd even have an interview.
You see, they want to create another distraction. They have found nothing. It's costing us a lot of money. And now they want to interview the president. I wouldn't either. I wouldn't either. Coming up, rapid fire on the Herman Cain Show.